So hi, Women Can Rise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
So guys, I'm Rob.
What's going on? I'm Trev.
Maddie from Our House.
And we have some questions to say about the upcoming album, Gold Tooth Guru. So congrats on that. By the way, how do you guys feel about the response to the announcement so far?
Dude, I'm excited. I'm thrilled for this, dude. This is so creepy. Art. Honestly, dude.
Is there any meaning behind the album title or cover art?
Gold Tooth Guru? Mm-hmm. I think that was just something that we came up with while we were out there in the studio when we were writing everything. We kind of just came up with a concept and a little bit of an idea. Mm-hmm. Singer Nick, I'm pretty sure, came up with the whole idea of Gold Tooth, you know, and then we were like, Guru, that's a vibe.
All right. And any meaning behind the album art?
Not really, to be honest. It's just kind of just like a representation of just where we're from in New Orleans and all pretty much. And it's just kind of like a little like comic book like version of us just being in New Orleans and all, just in this Our House universe.
Gotcha. You had mentioned, with the album title, concept record, yes, no?
Nah.
All right. I hear the word concept, I have to ask.
Definitely an idea. It's like more of a vibe of a we're trying to make you feel what really the world we're from and what we're in, go through, you know, the daily life and struggles that everybody goes through.
Makes sense. Yeah. So can you guys tell us a little bit about your writing process for the record?
I mean, to be honest, we had like a couple of like songs from like way back that never like made it to like the first EP or anything like that. But we went out to Nashville back in June and we wrote the album, and to be honest with you, we just really didn't have much anything except for a demo involved, maybe like a demo and a half, but everything else we just wrote on the spot out there.
Yeah, just kind of willing and going with it for the most part.
All right. And wow. And do you guys prefer that kind of writing, like the pressure in the studio?
Honestly, yeah, to be honest. Yeah. We just get a more raw, honest vibe out of it when you just kind of shooting from the hip, going with the songs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Rolling with it, not settling on a song until you feel like it's all the way complete, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So you don't get attached to, like, any songs until it's, like, 100% complete?
Pretty much.
Essentially.
And we're like, this riff is just not, you know, fitting, or it's just we can't come up with something that we think is really the vibe for the song that make it or break it, you know? We'll take that to the side, you know, that'll be on the next project. Or if we get to a point in the song where we can throw it in, you know, we'll bring that idea back. But we'll hone in on something for a second, you know, we're like, yeah, this is it. And then we'll be like, no, it's not it.
But obviously, like, there was something that didn't make the cut, but it was still off the same general premise, you know, build a song. If it went through, it went well.
Gotcha. So just keep the ideas flowing. Don't slow down, kind of thing. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't slow down.
So how much time do you guys usually spend on a song before you kind of just say, ah, fuck this. This isn't the one.
We'll put a day down.
Hey, we'll do a whole day. We'll do the whole day. Sometimes we'll do a day of a whole song. We'll get to the next day. You know, by the end of the day, we're like, we like the song, but something, you know, just ain't right. Like,
yeah, if it's...
Before we drop Do It Like Me, in the studio, and after we did it day one, we woke up the next morning, we're like, I don't like that song.
Damn.
Like, we don't like, and we went back in there, just, you know, recrafted some stuff, did some stuff differently, you know. We were like, came out with,
and that's the version y'all heard.
All right.
Yeah,
like,
this is more the vibe, because the first time we, you know, woke up the next day, we're like, yeah, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what song off this album took the longest to write, and which one is each of your own personal favorite?
That's hard, man. I kind
of Swarm.
Yeah, I can consider it.
Yeah. Maddie, he did his thing on the Swarm song, man. Swarm is crazy. That one we have coming up, like, with a feature from Taylor Barber.
Mm-hmm. Features on this record.
That was a fun one to create. That was a very fun song to write.
Oh, yeah.
We actually did a song in the studio and that never made the album that we made for something, you know, that never got dropped. There's times where we scrap a complete song, you know. We'll be like, yeah, no, not it.
Scrap, not even like shell.
Scrap.
Yeah. Pretty
what
much.
The hell?
Yeah, we spent a whole day on it and we were like hyped about it and all, like going through with it, because we had a We had like an idea of what we wanted to go with it, and it was very interesting, but then it was just like, eh.
Didn't feel like us. It just
Yeah.
didn't feel like us.
We're kind of trying to tailor it towards we were supposed to get a feature on it, and we just ended up not getting the feature, and we were like, yeah, nah, let's just, it's something we can hone into our own craft, you know, so we just scrapped it.
Makes sense.
Right.
All right.
I think my favorite song probably on the whole album, probably the title track, Gold Tooth Guru. That's probably my favorite song.
Right.
That one. That's the second song we did in the studio, and that one came out crazy.
Personally, me, I would have to say my favorite is Ride. And the only reason why it's Ride is because A, it's like the one song on the album that doesn't sound like anything else on the album. Like you listen to the whole
Anything.
album. You listen to the whole album, you're like, okay, I catch the vibe. But then when you get towards the end, you're like, whoa. And it just shows how talented like everybody is in the band. And it was stepping out of my comfort zone because I'm basically like a metalcore, like guitar player and playing bass. I basically just kicked down the door into a whole different genre. And I was like, yo, I'm not actually a good bass player now.
Yeah.
A bass player.
Yeah,
Oh,
a legit bass player.
love it, love it. And was there, I know you guys mentioned like the songs are basically a day, and then if it's not fleshed out in the day, we kind of move past it. Was there a song on the record that took the longest to write?
Instinct.
We took
Instinct
two
took
days.
a little minute.
That one, we were like trying to hone in on our radio tune. We were like, let's get something that can hit every station type thing, you know. And Instinct, honestly, that one came out way crazy, and I thought I was going to.
Yeah, it was really just a matter of like trying to make an honest version of that type of track, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
100%.
it's funny you guys mentioned radio tune because I listened through the record and nothing jumps out to me as like a quote unquote standard radio tune, you know.
More like
They're,
a hockey
yeah.
street.
I
So,
gotcha.
because we're getting liquid metal right now, and that's more of your like death metal stuff, you know. Like we're trying to
Yeah.
listen to some more main, you know.
Yeah.
Like Octane type thing.
Yeah.
All right, makes sense.
Right.
So how'd the track list of the album come about? Did you guys write the opener and be the opener, close and be the closer, shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
It was a lot of shuffling around. There was a couple of times of, trying to top to bottom listen to the album to see how the sequencing should be, see how the language and the flow of the track listing, like you don't want to obviously top load and make everything too heavy at the beginning, and you don't want to all the way go soft at the end. So there's an ebb and flow you got to kind of reach in the album.
Yeah, we listened
Yeah.
through it a couple times and was like, yeah, no, let's switch these because this took away the heightness, or this was just too, you know. So we just we probably made like eight different versions of.
Yeah, and we were basically like also as well, like when we would get done with the day, we would like go sit like on the little like balcony late at night and just like listen to like all what we got from like the first song on like day one to all the way to like where we were, like maybe like day like seven or something. So we have like four-ish songs or something done close to it. So we would just sit there and just be like, all right, so what do you think about this? Like, it's like, I don't know, it's a little too early, too soon type thing. But then we got closer and closer towards the end, we were able to kind of tailor an idea of what we wanted and all.
Right.
Makes sense. Well, I think you guys nailed the track listing. I was like middle of the record. I was like, God damn, this thing is flowing so well. Like
Thank
I
you.
checked the track list and I was shocked that I was halfway through already. I was like, God damn, it blinked and it went by.
Yeah, no, it goes by pretty quick. It goes by
Absolutely.
pretty quick.
Yeah, because I opened up the record. I was like, that's a lot of tracks. Like, that's a ballsy amount of
It's
tracks
a
on this
lot of
record.
tracks.
But it
It's a lot
flows
of
so well and it
tracks.
goes so fast. It clocked in at under 40 minutes. I was like, God damn, what a journey.
Beautiful.
We're a firm
Just gotta bring them on the journey, man.
we're a firm believer in skipping the vibe of an album, you know, and they like try to portray our imaging without even having to see anything, you know, type.
For sure. Sure.
Just let the music be able to speak for itself for the most part. 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So would you guys be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this record?
Honestly, it's like we're at home, man. We did this record with John, and we've been working with John forever. I've worked with John forever, and going out to Nashville is just like going to your best friend's house. Honestly, it's a great headspace to be.
Honestly, it was
What?
so not, it was the most, it was very positive for the most part. I could definitely say that. Like, There was definitely already like some built-in camaraderie, just to re-echo what Rob was saying for the most part. We was just chilling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally just hanging out with John, man. That's
So the studio is just like a second home for you guys.
just chilling
Right.
in there, just cooking up some tunes with the
Session, everybody laughing, everybody,
bros.
Got it.
It's fun.
So how do you guys recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should you do it in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is it a workout album, party album? What do you guys personally recommend?
Anything, bro. Anything. If you want to get an extra couple reps in, extra 10, 20 reps, go ahead and listen to the album. If you want to, break the law and speed and go like 90 miles per hour, go ahead, listen to the album.
You want to chill though,
You
if you
can
want
do that as well.
you can
Girl,
break the
want to
law
do
or chill.
that night ride?
Exactly.
If you want to do that night ride and go on that little journey, you got every speed for you.
All right.
The big thing for me for the album and this project is the last releases we've done with Malizia and stuff. We everybody all my friends, they've heard it, and they'd be like, I love your music, and then all my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, they would hear it and be like, I love your music, but the screaming, and I'm like, wait till we drop this new stuff, or I'll like show my my grandma or something and be like, no, you like this, and I'll show her and she'll be like, oh, this is awesome. I'm like, exactly, you wouldn't expect
So it's
that.
grandma approved. Listen
Gotcha.
to it with your grandma.
Oh, there's a song. There is a song on there you can get down with your grandma. Just be like, look, I know you don't like this genre, but hold on one second.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
My grandma
Fuck yeah.
approves of Ben now.
Hell
Hell
yeah. Hell
yeah.
yeah. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your heads. I want you guys to describe this album for new listeners in three words. Three words each, nine total, no more, no less.
I'll let Chase go first.
Oh, hell no. Let Maddie go first.
Nefarious and ethereal.
Okay.
Okay.
One more word, huh? Three or is it two?
It's three.
If we're
Said
counting
three.
and, yeah, it's
Yeah.
three. Yeah.
What was the first one?
Various. Yeah, it was and was the third, I'm assuming,
Okay.
right?
Nefarious and ethereal. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll say edgy and vibey.
Kind of sucks because both Rob and Maddie took what I would want to say, to be honest. So I'm kind of just stuck like a deer in headlights. I would just say real life shit.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
So in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the record?
An emotion and all. I mean, just have fun like you would at a show, man. Cause like honestly, like we didn't like really like aim for it in the studio, but like after like I would say like we had a show at the Republic. It's a venue in New Orleans, and we got to do our little headline, and we got to play a good little bit of songs off this album that was unreleased, and we were able to catch, eyeballs, see how people react to the songs and all that, and they were just vibing to it. So I would just say, man, if you like having fun at a show and all, just get in that kind of mood. Start with track one, and track two is going to drop you on your head. You're going to enjoy it.
I just let you go with the intro, man. You hear the intro, let the vibes just fill you from there,
Yeah, the intro did a
Just
great
have
job of
fun.
setting the bar for what you were gonna get.
This man had me joked out yesterday. He's that man could be
How
a
funny is Nick?
It's honestly kind of funny because we were like doing all that almost in like one takes at a sense. Like in the very beginning, we did that like all in like one take. I didn't even know we were recording. I just saw Nick go in the character and I just started laughing because I was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, we're recording? Okay. Because Nick's just so funny. Like if he was here, you would understand. But just Nick is just, he's a one of a kind character, bro.
100%. They don't make them like him.
So, was that just kind of like a spur of the moment thing, the intro, or was it planned to have like a spoken word intro?
It was planned.
Yeah,
Okay.
100%.
Got it.
How we did the intro to the Lizzie
It
album.
was planned in the sense of like we knew what we wanted to try to do, but we were just winging it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Got
Just full-blown method acting.
All right.
Hell yeah. So, are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this album, positive or negative?
I think the standout moment is Millie, man. Millie is the craziest vocalist and the most talented writer, in my opinion, that I've ever worked with or had the chance to work with in my life. Honestly.
So, me personally, I would just say Nico. Almost same thing as like what Rob was saying, just one of the best vocalists out there. Nick's like a big brother to me, just like Maddie is as well. And just seeing Nick just be able to just pull all these emotions and all, he just had bottled up for like so long to just let it out in the studio, and just being able to hear it was just, you can go and like listen to like the album again, and you just listen to like Nick's like parts where he's singing. It's just like, damn, that's some real shit that he's saying. And then knowing him,
Honest.
it just hits a lot different.
For
Especially
sure.
knowing the backgrounds of everybody and all the struggles that we go through in the daily. Like Nick's a dad, he has kids, take care of everything. Everybody's got their own little thing going on, So it's great to hear like Nick put his emotions into the music. It's crazy.
Absolutely. So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What was your snack of choice?
I ain't going to lie. If they got Zapp's potato chips,
Where are we stopping?
I feel like I'm back home.
All Where are we stopping now? Are we at Bucky's?
You guys can be a Buckies. We're East Coast people, so we're Wawa Sheetz kind
I
of
would say
people.
Oh, what?
Wawa, baby.
What is that?
It's the best
Better
place
than
ever.
Bucky's.
No, for real? Oh, I can't wait to come
100%.
to it now.
I've never been to the East Coast. I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, then you guys can be at Bucky's. That's fine.
I'm getting
Man.
little freaking Beaver Nuggets.
Beaver Nuggets as well. And if I got the opportunity and I got the chance, I'm getting one of the brisket sandwich as well.
Swear.
All right.
I'm getting those Zaps, man. I'm getting those them spicy Cajun crawfaders. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Hell
Y'all ever
yeah.
had Zaps? Being on the East Coast, do they got Zaps over there?
Zaps, is the logo a little alligator? Do they do like striped bags? Or am I thinking of a different
It is a
Yeah,
striped bag, but they have different logos.
they got a striped bag. They got a striped bag.
Then yes, I have. I had their barbecue and I fucking loved it.
It's like a kettle type potato cooked. It's not like your normal.
The voodoo, yeah, it's like a
Yeah.
kettle too.
For
Hell
sure.
yeah.
It's fucking delicious. So I get it. I understand. Shane, have you had
Never even heard of it. I'm just nodding my head in agreement.
You need it.
You gotta get on it, Shane. We gotta throw you on game, my dog.
And on the topic of food, if the band was a dish, what dish would the band be and why?
Oh my, I'm
If
not
I'm
answering
vegetable dish, because we got some long time no meat eaters in the band.
Oh,
I'll
sorry.
let Maddie pick that. It'd probably be like some fried rice with no meat. Just kidding.
That literally that fried rice, no meat. We up.
I love fried rice as well, so
I'm
You
dead.
guys want to lock that in? Fried rice, no meat.
Fried rice, no
Go
meat. We
ahead,
up. All
dude.
right.
Fried rice.
All right, you guys
We
are
eat it
fried rice,
good
no
through
meat.
the
Is it white rice, brown rice? Like what kind of rice are we talking? Vegetable fried?
you feeling?
I'll go with vegetable fried. I'll go with that,
Vegetable
to be honest.
fried.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hell
For
yeah.
sure.
So for the last couple of questions, I'm going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
So I will say, because I love hot food, I will say a chicken sandwich from Hattie B's with the fries and a large sweet tea. I'll go out as a happy person.
We did like a little music promo kind of like album promo video recently, and we ate at a restaurant in Houma, and I had this steak with freaking blue crab on top of it, dude.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, you went all out. I was looking at you like, bro, what are you doing? What you got here?
Was so good.
All right, what are you drinking?
So with a Sprite.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sprite.
You could just give me fried rice and a sweet tea, and I'll be good.
Bro, keep it consistent. Keep it consistent.
Sweet tea, though.
Yeah,
That's
sweet
classic.
tea, 100%.
Hell
You
yeah.
gotta go with the sweet tea, bro.
Gotta.
Think about
Gotcha. So, if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
fictional world. Shit. Matrix. I like to be in the Matrix, to be honest.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Game of Thrones, why not? They got dragons.
They do have dragons.
I'm from Louisiana. We catch alligators just to have them.
Oh, yeah. We do. We do. We something different down here. Yeah. We get bored in the bayou.
Very bored.
Avatar world or something.
Ooh, hell yeah. Like Pandora? Like Blue Pandora?
Yo,
or...
you lit.
Hell yeah.
All right. And I have the honor of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Ooh. I don't know if you can tell.
Blue.
Purple.
All right. So there was teal, blue, and purple, right?
Yes.
Got it. All right. And as I said, that's all the questions I have today. Is there anything you guys would like to plug?
Man, just listen to the album, Gold Tooth Guru. Handle on Instagram is at Our House Band. Facebook, Our House Band. Give us a follow.
We also have a video coming out for Six Flow off the album. That one's dropping. I don't. When's this airing?
In the next couple of weeks.
It'll
be out by then.
All right, perfect. All right.
Are y'all liking that?
Leave a comment. Tell us what you're thinking. Well, thank you for sounds, guys.
Dropping below.
thank you for sounds, guys. It's been Our House, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.